relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Los Angeles, again, we were welcomed in. This was a homeless encampment.
Yes.
So with the 50 tons of trash, the 100,000 pounds of trash, there were homeless veterans. There were homeless people sleeping next to this. And, you know, when Dr. Drew Pinsky is talking about potential typhus, potential bubonic, that means that this is a health hazard
right.
for American citizens. We were welcomed in, and we picked up 50 tons of trash with only 200 volunteers in 9 hours without the help of the city, without the help of the governor, without the help of the mayor. We did it as private citizens because we don't need big government.
This may sound a bit funny, but that is exactly what Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about in the best book on America, On Democracy. Of course, it took a foreigner to understand America. And his point, you've got to read the book, is the volunteerism upon which our society is based, the can-do spirit. We don't rely upon somebody far away in some federal capital. We get things done ourselves. That young man, who I got to know when he did exactly that, in Baltimore, picking up literally tons of trash, garbage that the authorities refused to pick up on the taxpayer dime. Well, that man, Scott Presley, did it again in Los Angeles. Did you hear that? 50 tons in 9 hours with unpaid volunteers. That's the American way. And now, as I told President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, when you get rid of Rona Romney McDaniel, you've got to put Scott Pressler in at the RNC as the man in charge of voter registration, because I swear he's done more than any other American on his own for free, traveling the nation from gun show to gun show, from local VFW meeting to local VFW meeting, doing what? Registering voters because he cares about this republic. How on earth did that man get to be such a patriot? I think we have the answer. Half of the team responsible for the creation of Scott Pressler, a man I am delighted to have got to know, is his father, Robert Pressler, and he is our guest one-on-one in studio. Mr. Pressler, welcome to America First.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Gorka.
All right, so we'll talk about Scott a bit later. We'll talk about what you're doing right now with the America First Caucus, and you've actually got some recommendations of people that your caucus is standing behind. But first, a little bit about yourself. So you're a military man. Walk us through a little summary of your career before you got involved in politics.
Okay, well, quick and dirty, I'm a retired Navy captain, 20 years as a helicopter pilot, came to Washington, D.C. for 2 years to serve on the Joint Staff and the J-5. 25 years later, I'm still here. So a few years on the Joint Staff, a few years on the faculty at the National War College. I was a director for military strategy and operations my last year. Then I retired in 2004, 2 years in the private sector. The rest of my time, I came back to the Pentagon and worked in OSD. On the policy staff.
The Office of Secretary of Defense.
Correct. Right. Correct.
And the best rotary wing aircraft to fly, because I'm pretty partial to helicopters. What's your favorite?
Oh, it's the Seahawk, no doubt about it.
The Seahawk.
What a wonderful airframe.
All right. So what made you decide that serving your nation in uniform for decades wasn't enough? And tell us about your new life and your new caucus.
Sure. You know, it's quite a story. When you retire, you spend a couple of years kind of assessing what is going on with my finances and so on. Didn't take long. And next thing you know, we have an election coming up in 2020. Obviously campaigned for President Trump. With the election still, my goodness, galvanizing moment for me. So I began to get involved.
So the results, the fraud of 2020, was the catalyst for you to say, I need to do something more.
Exactly. And I got involved with a wonderful group of people working election integrity for a couple of years. And then after that, we started branching off.
And talk to us about what the mission of the American... Well, we'll go through this handout that we discussed over breakfast a few weeks ago. But what is the mission? You're a military man. You've got to have a task and purpose. What is the mission of the America First Caucus?
You know, it's to grow our county committees and to elect officials for local, state, and federal offices that represent America First values.
Now we are in, when we met, we were in Fairfax County. Will you talk to us a little bit about Northern Virginia? Because as somebody who moved here in 2008, and especially for the 16 election, I'll just tell one anecdote and then you can embroider your experience and how it feeds into what you're doing. When I saw the GOP open an office for the election 6 weeks before the election, I thought, well, why don't you just make a pile of the cash that you're going to use for that office, put some, you know, some fuel on it, put some charcoal fuel and burn it. 6 weeks before an election, you're literally burning money. So either they write off Northern Virginia or they're doing stuff which is totally illogical. We talk about the fate of patriots outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia.
You know, I think your observation was right on. And when we moved to Virginia, it was a red state. We watched it go progressively blue. And our party seems to not, because we have elections every year, there's a huge fatigue on elections.
In Virginia, right.
In Virginia. And you look at this year, we start off with party elections the first 6 months of the year. In the meantime, we've got a presidential primary. And then mid-year, we have our congressional primary. And then everything else leads up to November. So it's a huge demand for election operations for a county. And Fairfax County, the largest county in Virginia, even we have trouble manning and staffing and conducting election operations. So you get to some of the smaller counties in the state, and they struggle. They struggle year to year just to survive, much less to really carry on and really take the elections. This last year was a tough one for Fairfax County. In 2023, I would say we got spanked. We lost 40.
Shouldn't it have been the reverse after a Youngkin victory? Or did people just take things for granted? What happened? You're on the ground. What did you see, Captain?
Well, you would think there would be some coattails. You would have thought better in the midterms last year and in the House and State Senate. Didn't happen. This past year, 47 of 48 seats we lost. We lost the entire school board. We lost the Board of Supervisors except for one seat and everything else. And it was a horrible election. And immediately afterward, you could see members of our committee, the stalwart, optimistic crowd, disillusioned, you know, just absolutely frustrated. And I think what we seem to have seen now is a pattern of gracefully losing in Northern Virginia. And my bride calls it the belly of the beast. I mean, we really have gone blue. And I think it's a combination of our own inattention to Democrat expansion in Virginia, along with a very weak party. And our party leadership needs to be replaced. However, the chair of our Republican Party in Virginia was unopposed, and he will remain for another 4 years.
All right, so what is it? Give us some words or adjectives. What is it about the party and the leadership? Is it incompetence? Is it lack of drive? It is lack of fundraising? What are the key issues that your caucus is here to address?
You know, I think we would say one of the fundamentals of anything you do is leadership. And leadership includes a variety of things, one of which is a vision, a fighting spirit, you know, a can-do spirit, the ability to galvanize action and to bring people together. And I think our party has lost that in our leadership, not only at the county level, the city jurisdiction, but at the congressional district level, and clearly at State Central in Richmond.
Yeah. So it's the lack of fire in the belly is the biggest problem?
I think absolutely. Now, that I would have to say we have hindrances because the party plan that guides Republican operations from Richmond, the only way you change the party plan is with greater than 75% vote.
Wow.
So it's a huge effort to overcome that. However, you make change over time incrementally, and we are working on change right now in our state central committee this year.
All right, we'll talk about the plan ahead from the coordinator of the America First Caucus. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is One on One. If you enjoy our deep dive discussion with real experts, newsmakers like the good captain, make sure you are subscribed on whichever podcast platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and then share the links with your friends. And if you want America to be safe and prosperous again, then fly the I Stand With 45 flag. Get all your America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. The number one item is the Dementia Joe Has Got To Go t-shirt. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And if you're looking for something truly fun to do this July 4th, join us for our Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. 240 cabins already sold out. Hurry now, especially if you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. Register right now. Check out the amazing itinerary at SebGorka.com. Hang out with real patriots who love America just like you do. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
Previously, I thought it was more your brick-and-mortar Planned Parenthood women would go there and have surgical abortions, and that was what most women were doing. But come to ADF, I realized, digging deep into this issue, that most are now done by chemical means, by mail, without ever meeting with a medical professional, definitely not a doctor, in your own home, in your own dorm room, by yourself, without any medical supervision. It's inherently dangerous and, frankly, illegal.
The shocking report from ADF's Eric Baptiste of the chemical abortion pill being sent across the country in unmarked envelopes approved by the FDA, by Biden's Food and Drug Administration. Who's going to stop this? It's bad enough we have Planned Parenthood with its genocidal activities across the nation. Alliance Defending Freedom is. Support this amazing organization right now to stop the insanity, the culling of the unborn. Please make a donation today. They're taking this case all the way to the Supreme Court. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom, or call them up and make your tax-deductible donation. The number, 855-374-4767. That number. Support their amazing pro-life work, fighting for the unborn. 855-374-4767. Or just go to SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. Before we get back to the work of the America First Caucus, Captain Pressler, tell us a little about your amazing son, who, of course, I got to know because of what he did in cleaning up Baltimore, then his voter registration heroics across the nation. How did he get to be such a warrior? And what was the beginning? What was it, the trash pickup in Baltimore? What's the genesis?
You know, I think he would say the genesis was when Barack Obama was reelected. And he said, nuts. I have a role to play in this, and I'm going to make myself, I'm going to put myself to work, and I'm going to make change. And one thing led to another. I think his big break into politics was when he went down to Texas to help re-elect, or help elect at the time, Governor Abbott. That was his first real political interaction.
Is that where the boots and the big buckles come from? Because Scott is never without his cowboy boots and his big Texan buckles.
You know, I've got just a very brief story. He had been in Texas for about 2 months. We were picking him up at Reagan National. We're driving around the circle there by Southwest, and we're not seeing him. And my wife says, I just don't see him. I just don't see him. And I said, look, there's some tall dude with a cowboy hat and boots.
Because Scott is very tall.
He is very tall.
And it was him with cowboy hat?
That was a dude with the hat, the buckle, and the boots.
Well,
and
it suits him. It does definitely suit him. So I think he's found his métier. He's found his style in Texas.
He loves working with people. He really loves people.
And he's just... His drive, you must be very proud of his drive, because he just seems indefatigable. He's just constantly on the road. There's another post. I'm in another state, another city. I registered 6 people today. I registered 12 people today. I met these people. I got them. They've never voted before. I registered them. He seems like the Duracell bunny. You just like wind him up and he goes.
Absolutely. And he's a staff of one.
Yeah, right.
It's constant on the phone all the time.
God bless him. God bless him. Eric, while I'm talking to the good captain, will you look up Scott's voter campaign website? Because I want to plug that as well so we can support Scott as well.
Early vote action.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. This guy knows. Of course he does. Early vote action. Okay, so put it up on the Chiron on the lower third as well. So the caucus is america-first-caucus.org. That's Captain Pressler. And then we'll have the early vote action as well, URL on the screen. Please support Scott and check out the caucus as well. All right, so let's talk about the caucus. I have the handout you handed out to me over breakfast with Katie a couple of weeks ago, and I'll read a couple of them, and then you can expand upon them at your leisure. So this is the policy agenda of the caucus: make the greatest economy in the world work for Americans, put patients and doctors back in charge of healthcare, restore America's historic commitment to freedom, equality, and self-governance. Restore parental rights. Finish the war. End human trafficking. Deliver peace through strength. I think I've heard that before. Make America energy independent. Make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. I like that one a lot. Provide safe and secure communities and fight government corruption by draining the swamp. Captain Pressler, none of these should really be very controversial to any American, should they?
I think folks, they love our agenda. And really, our agenda is the agenda of the America First Policy Institute and also the agenda of our president, Agenda 47. Yeah. It is his agenda. It's proven.
What are you finding when you engage with people in Fairfax County in Virginia? Is it people who agree and then aren't mobilized, or have they written off a part of Virginia that has seen thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Democrat bureaucrats move into the state to work in government positions? Is there any trend line you're observing with the people you're engaging with in the county?
I would say we find so many people that we contact that are looking for hope, that are looking for optimism, just like we feel. They remember 3 years ago, peace, prosperity, security, how quickly we've fallen under the leadership of our Democrats. And we can't forget the proven success of that agenda. I think as we think about those who we want to reach in Virginia, many of them are disaffected Republicans who, just like all of us, they've written off the RNC. Their question would be, what has the GOP done for me since I've been here? Yeah. You know, our county committees are not reaching out to probably 80% of the Republican voters. In Fairfax County alone, we've got over 300,000 Republican voters. Our county committee typically reaches about 50,000. Wow. And that 50,000 is their donor base, their volunteer base, their base for candidate recruitment. That's their go-to base, and it's the rest of the folks out there that we want to reach. And actually, our ability to reach that has been enabled through my son.
Well, absolutely. Scott Pressler's website is earlyvoteaction.com. Incredible young man. Please support him. As his father says, he is a one-man band doing more good than the GOP and Rona ever did simply by himself. Earlyvoteaction.com. And if you're a resident in Fairfax County, or if you're simply a patriot looking for a great template of what to do where you live, check out Captain Pressler's webpage. It is America-First. America-Caucus.org. That's America-First-Caucus.org. We're talking to the coordinator of the America First Caucus, Captain Rob Pressler. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Make sure you never miss the breaking news. We get it all so fast. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. We're everywhere that matters. Just plug in Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku, your Fire Stick device, your Samsung Plus, or just download the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content from me, brand new article went up just yesterday. Go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-2468-751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. If you enjoy America First as much as we love providing it to you, please support those who make it possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your hard-earned taxpayer money every single year. This is a free market enterprise. Support those who support us. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, a friend of the president. The left hates him. They want to destroy him. They want to cancel him for good. So let's have his back. There's a reason he sold 81 million of the original MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, simply because it is that good. But are you aware that he has more than 200 other items on his website made in America by Americans for you? Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Imagine if all of us today decided to buy American. Check out everything on his webpage, from the MyPillow to the MyPillow pet beds. Our new canine Titus has stolen Killian's pet bed. Why? Because it's just so cozy. Whether it's your four-legged furry friends or your own feet, when I get home, I slip on my sheepskin line slippers from Mike straight away. There's so much more. Mattresses, pajamas, towels, sheet sets. Buy American. MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off and free shipping. Is there a better deal than that? I don't think so. Call in. Talk to a human being. That's nice, too. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Okay, so let's talk about the difference between the Patriots, the good guys, and the other side. And I'll share, I don't know if I've shared this story yet on the show. If I have, then apologies, but it's important. My wife and I went to a Democrat primary because one of the people running had dared to call her a fascist in an email to 5,000 residents of our county. And my wife, who is conflict averse, shocked me by saying, "I want to see what this guy looks like, the man who called me a fascist. Let's sneak into the Democrat primary." And anyone can go, but it's usually for Democrats. And we went in and we watched these two loonies debate each other. And it was so enlightening, Captain Pressler, because it was for a county supervisor position. And the county supervisor in Virginia has zero health responsibilities. They have no power over health policy, none. And about an hour into the debate, the more lunatic of the two says, "And if I am elected county supervisor, I will guarantee that finally Fairfax County has a Planned Parenthood." And like seals, the whole room of Democrats started, you know, clapping and standing up and giving him an ovation, given despite the fact that there is no mandate for health for the county supervisor. And this is the richest county in, second richest county in America. So I don't think there's a problem with women not being able to get abortions if they wanted to. But I say it to illustrate the left eats and drinks politics. It's just, it's a cult for them. For us, we want to live our lives and run our businesses or go to work. Is that our biggest weakness by comparison to the other side?
Perhaps it's a weakness. I think we aren't as acculturated to politics as they are. I think that's a great point you bring up. But, you know, I think what I've observed is high-performing organizations are learning organizations. And as an example, after we had a very narrow statewide loss this last year, arguably in 23, we went to the first meeting of our state central committee after the election in December. And the very first words out of our party chairman were, "Now, folks, we're not going to discuss the 2023 election.
So and they're not going to draw any conclusions."
And you would think, with this body, if anyone were to have an impact on how we start to change things in Virginia, that it would start there, but it did not.
And
it
well, in the military, it's obligatory. You have the hot wash.
The AAR.
After action report, after an exercise, after a simulation, you do the post-mortem to see what went wrong, what went right.
Exactly.
Isn't that the requirement of leadership?
Exactly.
Wow. No analysis of what went wrong. That is a recipe for what? That's a recipe for losing the next time again and again and again. We're talking to the coordinator of the America First Caucus in Fairfax County, Northern Virginia. The website is america-first-caucus.org, Captain Rob Pressler. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let me start by giving you something very easy you can do. You don't have to start your own caucus. You don't have to run for local office, although that is good, and that's what my wife did and is doing. But if you have a cell phone, you can start being one of the good guys concretely by not having your cell phone line tethered to one of the big cell phone providers. Why? Because guess what? They're left wing. They're woke. The big companies donate millions of your dollars every single year to things like Planned Parenthood, to gun control foundations, to organizations that are censoring and try to cancel conservatives. Why would you subsidize your enemies with every call you make and every text you send? That's insanity. Switch today. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide network. They have a performance guarantee. They have free activation with my name and extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name today. Switch. You can keep your old number. You can keep your old phone or get an upgrade. But don't fund your enemies. That's not wise. Call right now. 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA or 972-728-7468. patriotmobile.com. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. Are you fighting fit, dear friends? Are you ready? Are you at the top of your game? If you're carrying a little bit of excess luggage, can I recommend something to you? Don't worry, I've been there. I've been overweight for like 20 years. I'd lose it, it'll come back. I'd lose it, it'll come back. And then I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. With her help, in just a matter of months, I lost 42 pounds. My muse, Katie, lost 36. Our colleague, Mike Gallagher, the morning maven, lost 53 pounds and kept them off, and he looks amazing. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I haven't been that since my 20s, and it feels really good. And if I can do it, anyone can. No scary injections, no pills to pop, just 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. Check out the before and after pictures, especially mine, at myphdweightloss.com. You'll be shocked. And call up Dr. Lucas's amazing team on 864-644-1900. That's myphdweightloss.com. 864-644-1900. Myphdweightloss.com. Okay, in the last segment, we'll talk about people that you are supporting as the caucus. But now you're talking to about 3.5 million people across the nation. You're talking to a lot of people in Virginia as well. I'd like you to help me explain the stakes involved in this November and in the elections in our Commonwealth and across the nation. Because my wife is running for the county chair, as you know, for the GOP. She asked me to be a surrogate for her because she was working the polls. She's a chief election officer as well. So I had to rep my wife at an event that you kindly held. And she gave me a script to read, which I don't usually use scripts. But I thought, if the boss is giving me a script, I'm going to stick to the talking points. And she made this observation that I'd like to bounce off you. She said, the other people running, she didn't do ad hominem attacks against the other candidates, but she said the other people running are thinking about if they get in, how they'll fix things for the next election in 4 years' time. And my wife's point was, there may not be an election in 4 years' time if we don't actually wrest back the Republic this November. To use a military parlance, you know, there may be a tank regiment 5 clicks away over the horizon, but there's a guy with a bayonet, you know, in the trench in front of you trying to stick it in your belly right now. So I'd like your take as the coordinator for the caucus. Can you give patriots in Virginia, across the nation, a perspective of the enormity of what we are facing if we don't step up and win every single battle we have to win, Captain?
Well, I will. And, you know, I think what your wife hit on is the need for urgency. And that is where we are right now. As we looked at the function of our party being so dysfunctional, we knew that our party starts at the foundation, which is the county committee, goes through the congressional districts, goes to Richmond. So we've really focused the first part of this year on our party elections and trying to get America First candidates on the ballot and then elected in place to start to bring change about in the first half of this year. That has been our commitment to do that. And it's very interesting to us. So we started in Fairfax County. We didn't expect to go beyond Fairfax County. But as we started talking to our friends in other counties, next thing you know, we have 18 affiliated counties and city jurisdictions and 6 congressional districts that are partnered with us.
Wow.
So this,
why do you think that came about? Because that's an impressive number.
We're pushing on an open door. We're finding that everyone else feels similarly, and they see the need for change. They want the need for change. They know that, as it's been characterized, this is the most consequential election in history this year. If we lose America in 2024... what will happen to the world? Who else will stand up?
And amongst that long list, we can put it up again. This is the caucus's policy agenda that is based upon the America First Policy Institute as well. Is there amongst those, is there one or two that resonate more and people bring it up straight away? Is it the border? Is it parents' rights? What really has heft in these discussions at the county level?
I think the border is the number one issue. We're dying from within by our open border right now. And it's actually working against the Democrats, because we see this from the Bronx through Detroit, Chicago, interviews where citizens say, I've had it. My party has left America behind, and I can't take it anymore. And in unseen numbers, we're seeing blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah.
And other minorities that never would have gotten behind our president, walking behind him, and they remember 3 years ago what America had.
Right. And when somebody says to you, or they're listening to this and they say, this is politics, I don't do politics, and anyway, Northern Virginia's a write-off. What do you say to them, Captain?
You know, I say Virginia is one of the 50 states, and Northern Virginia is blue, but you know what? We're going to fight for Northern Virginia. And the rest of the state, many of the other counties are red. And
it's very different if you get, you know, to Richmond and south of Richmond, right?
You're damn right. Virginia can be won, and President Trump in Richmond said, Virginia's in play. That's why he came.
He just said it 2 days ago. He said, Virginia's in play. What else did he say? He said, New York. Yeah, come on, guys. If New York is in play, I'm sorry. Everything's in play. And your vote matters wherever you are. And you can make a difference. Here's just one thing that can make a difference. I've seen it myself. A bumper sticker. A yard sign. When your neighbor sees, oh, you like Trump too? When you put it out there, what happens? The majority of patriots realize that they're not outnumbered. It's just the lunatics who are loudest. So whether it's knocking on doors, my wife's team in the last election knocked on 18,000 doors. 18,000. Think of the difference you make. And you know, television ads are cool and radio ads, but it's really the person-to-person contact that can actually mobilize somebody. So please, if you care about your county, if you care about the state, if you care about the republic, get engaged. The America First Caucus, we're talking its coordinator, Captain Rob Pressler, America-First-Caucus.org. And please don't forget to support his son, the amazing Scott Pressler's efforts as well to register new voters across the nation. His website is earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. A relief factor. It's real. It works. It's liberating over a million Americans right now from their daily pain. I just happen to be one of them. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be your story. That could be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debron, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Write this number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. Ask yourself a very simple question. What do you have to lose? And if the only answer to that question is the pain, well, you know what to do. 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left with the good captain. You got some names for us to support in Northern Virginia.
I do. And, you know, I want to say we've only been extant for about 3 months now.
That's incredible.
And we've got a wonderful following. We have great folks on the leadership team. And we're growing. Of course, with party elections upcoming, we have a responsibility, and our responsibility is to identify those America First candidates. Yeah. So we've done that, and I'm going to read you first the endorsement for the 10th congressional district, and a slate led by Chris Harnish as the chair, Carol Fox as the elector, Dan Brubaker, Carol Cesarski, and Jim Huber, three candidates for State Central Committee from 10th CD. Similarly, in the 7th Congressional District, we have an incumbent, Dewey McDonnell, receive our endorsement, and a new committee member, John Gray, looking for them to elect in the 7th CD. The very first county committee chair endorsement that we did was for Scott Pyle from Loudoun County. In 2 years, Scott transformed Loudoun County from on its butt to on fire.
I met him at your event, and he impressed me greatly.
Wonderful, wonderful American and an inspirational leader for all of us in Northern Virginia. We're also endorsing Patty Lyman and Mort Blackwell.
Ah, the great Mort Blackwell.
National Committee woman and man. And we also have 12 other endorsements that we will be making for the 5th, 6th, 8th, and 11th congressional districts in the days to come. Now, there's one other endorsement I'd like to make, and this gets to a personal level with you. We are endorsing your wife, Katie Gorka, to be the chair of the Fairfax County Republican Committee. We're very proud to do that.
All right. Well, that's very exciting. We're putting it up on the screen. I want to thank you. FairfaxGOP.org/2024-conventions. Anyone in Fairfax County can register to be a delegate. You've got to do it soon. You've got to do it now. And then if you want change, as with Scott Pyle, if you want changes with President Trump, then Katie Gorka is your person. Let's go back. Put that flyer up again, please. That's Katie Gorka for the FCRC chair. That's the Fairfax County Republican Convention of Party County Chair. Go, please, right now to fairfaxgop.org/2024-conventions. And all of these endorsements that you listed are on your website, Captain?
They will be.
They will be. Okay, so let's read that again. Check them out if you're in Northern Virginia. And if you'd like it to be conservative like the rest of Virginia, wouldn't that be nice? America-first-caucus.org. And please support the good captain's amazing progeny. He's a one-man voter registration machine, earlyvoteaction.com, the great Scott Pressler. You've been listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You'd only have success, and that's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify this party. We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent, and we want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly. And I have been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country, and it happened before. We had the best economy our country's ever had, and people were calling me that I would have said will never happen. It'll never happen. They wanted to get together African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, women, men, people with diplomas from the best schools in the world, and people that didn't graduate from high school. Every single group was doing better than ever before, and it was a beautiful thing. Our country was coming together.
10-23 last night from Mar-a-Lago in a historic sweep, 14 of 15 states, in figures we've never, ever seen before. President Trump is the nominee for the Republican Party to the presidency. Welcome, dear friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I have so many things to share with you today. We have an amazing guest for the third hour who's really taking MAGA to the county level in America. Don't miss any of our third hour long form interviews. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Guarantee you never miss it. It's absolutely free to you. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. We have some amazing guests. We have the senator whose father was the president of Brazil, Eduardo Bolsonaro, joining us. Do not miss that. We'll have the people's pundit, Rich Barris, to explain everything that happened last night and the significance for the next 8 months. But I don't want to miss all of the specific good news. So Eric, who is our savant on political races, I can remember a couple of people I want to mention, like Brandon Gildas and Brandon Herrera. But tell us about all the really, really great victories last night that won't be covered by the corporate media and which we have to celebrate, Eric.
Well, on two separate occasions, both in the great state of Texas, we can unironically say, let's go, Brandon. In Texas 26, our buddy Brandon Gill won his primary almost immediately. He had a huge lead right out the gate, and it never went away. He got like 58% of the vote, won the nomination, which means he's most likely going to win the general election. And then in neighboring Texas 23, incumbent Rhino Tony Gonzalez got less than 50%, which in Texas means the top two candidates go on to a runoff. And the runner-up was our buddy, the AK guy, Brandon Herrera. So it's going to be a head-to-head matchup May 28th, which if the primary math holds up, because Gonzalez got only about 46% of the vote, that suggests that a majority of Republicans in that district don't want him, and Brandon Herrera should be the favorite to win. So that's great news.
Yeah, let's get Brandon Herrera back to talk about how we can assist him in Texas, because that's super exciting. A YouTuber, a gun guy, started politics like a year ago, and he is going to get rid of that Texan rhino. What else? We had some interesting results in California, correct, Eric?
Yes, we did. In the race for McCarthy's old seat, Kevin McCarthy's old seat, it's looking like the runoff, because in California, it's a top two primary regardless of party. It may be two Republicans going to the general election, Assemblyman Vince Fong and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bedreau. So it'll be an interesting Republican versus Republican matchup there. And yes, in the Senate election, Republican former baseball player Steve Garvey did manage to make it to the top two. He will be going up against pencil neck shifty Adam Schiff.
Now, that's a real upset, because Schiff thought he was the shoe in there to have somebody with no political background come in. That's a big deal. I mean, you're a Californian. That's a big deal, correct?
It is a big deal. And there were some worries that a handful of other Republicans running in that primary might siphon away enough votes that Garvey wouldn't make it, and then we would have Schiff versus Katie Porter, two Democrats, which is the worst case scenario. But yeah, we will have Republican representation in November in California this year in that race.
And then what about a certain salon owner in California who I believe we've had on the show as well?
The great Shelley Luther, who, as you mentioned, she went viral for defying COVID lockdowns in Texas with her salon and keeping it open. She was one of many who ran for the Texas State House, because there was a big wave of anti-incumbent sentiment this year after the failed Ken Paxton impeachment. She ran in District 62 and defeated incumbent Reggie Smith in the primary, 53-47. So she is the nominee, and again, will most likely win the general election in November.
Wow, exciting. See, I told you, it's all encyclopedic for Eric. He's got it all upstairs. Thank you for the detailed breakdown. Lots of people we need to support in the coming months. It is now, as of yesterday, 8 months to go, guys. 8 months. Every single one of you has a role to play. It is crucial that we get engaged and that we leverage the arrogance of the left. What was perhaps the most important thing in 2016 that ironically will likely be the most important thing again, thanks to the left? It's the border. And this is what President Trump had to say about what has happened to our nation in the last 3 years under the Biden regime. Cut to
It's sad to see what's happening to our cities. Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime. But it's a new category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of a street and have fistfights with police officers. And if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly, instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us. 3 years ago, we were at a level. We were energy independent. We were going to be very shortly energy dominant. And today we're getting oil from Venezuela. Can you believe it?
What is the reaction? I mean, that's just the reaction of average Americans who want to live in safety and security and have national sovereignty and a border. What's the reaction of the left? Here's Rachel Maddow, Jen Psaki, and Joy Reid laughing at the concerns of Americans, serious concerns. Cut 14.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build the wall. Like, what?
Ha, ha, ha. Virginia isn't a border state. Ha, ha, ha. Tell that to those who have suffered as a result of illegals in this Commonwealth. Tell that to the young girl who was raped by a, quote, transgender illegal in a school, only to have the rape covered up and have that young man sent to another school where he raped again. One person threw in the towel last night, shocking a lot of people and upsetting the rhino class. Nikki Haley said the following.
I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
She lies in her concession speech. Using her mother? Your mother didn't vote for you to become president. She voted for you to be the nominee for the presidency of one of the two parties in America. She lies in her concession speech. And of course, she didn't have the grace, unlike Ron DeSantis, to endorse the winner. That's who Nikki Haley is. Pathetic. Even Mitch McConnell endorsed President Trump today. Dear friends, if you enjoy the show, make sure that you check out our Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. Check out all the details, the amazing itinerary, the beautiful, beautiful Eurodame ship we shall be sailing on. More than 200 cabins already booked. If you love the show, if you want to hang out with some Patriots this July 4th, check out sebgorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.